This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Italy have agreed to further develop the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate on IMEC, recognizing its transformational potential in reshaping and promoting global trade, connectivity and prosperity. Appreciating the preliminary discussions around the project, they encouraged the first IMEC ministerial meeting to take concrete steps for advancing this initiative in 2026. In a joint press conference with Prime Minister Modi in Rome, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni described IMEC as a major connectivity and economic corridor linking Europe, the Middle East and India with the potential to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. Ms. Meloni said, strengthening interconnectivity between the regions remains an important priority and added that both countries strongly support the development of the corridor. The two prime ministers also reaffirmed that innovation, science and technology are core drivers of the India-Italy partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Italy is renowned worldwide for design and precision, and India's identity is that of a powerhouse of scale, talent and affordable innovation.
हमने हमारी भावी साझेदारी को और सशक्त बनाने के लिए विस्तृत रूप से चर्चा की भारत इटली जॉइंट स्ट्रेटेजिक एक्शन प्लान 2025-2029 हमारी साझेदारी को एक प्रैक्टिकल और फ्यूचरिस्टिक ढांचा प्रदान करता है हम इस पर समयबद्ध तरीके से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं हमारे साझा प्रयासों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार के 20 बिलियन यूरो के लक्ष्य की ओर तेजी से बढ़ रहा है
The re-poll in the Palta Assembly constituency is going on peacefully in West Bengal. We have more from our correspondent.
Peaceful voting is being conducted in the Palta Assembly constituency in South 24 Parganas district in West Bengal today. Total 60.43% voting has been recorded till 1 p.m. After the withdrawal of TMC candidate Jahangir Khan from the contest, the main fight is among BJP, Congress and CPIM. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
The West Bengal government has made the singing of Vande Mataram mandatory during morning assembly prayers in all madrasas across the state with immediate effect. The order has been issued by the Directorate of Madrasa Education. According to the notification, the directive will apply to government model madrasas, government-aided madrasas, recognized unaided madrasas, as well as approved Shishu Shiksha Kendras and Madhyamik Shiksha Kendras functioning under the Minority Affairs and Madrasa Education Department. The Ministry of Education has clarified that the School Management Committee Guidelines 2026 are not applicable to private unaided schools, as such institutions do not receive any grants from the government or local authority towards meeting their expenses. Recently, Mr. Pradhan had launched School Management Committee Guidelines in New Delhi to strengthen community participation and school governance. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said India's GDP upgraded from 6.4 to 6.5% in the middle of global crisis, demonstrating the capability of 1.4 billion Indians. Addressing the AmTrams annual leadership summit in New Delhi, the minister said this achievement reflects the country's growing ability to engage with the world from a position of strength with confidence. Talking about current account deficit, the minister underlined that the government is taking various steps and all government departments are working in coordination to tackle the situation. President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulides, today said Cyprus is ready to serve as a reliable and competitive launchpad for Indian businesses seeking access to Europe, the Eastern Mediterranean, the Gulf and North African markets. Addressing the India-Cyprus Business Forum in Mumbai, he announced that a Cyprus Trade Centre will become operational in Mumbai from the 1st of September this year. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.